Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Interesting story in the Hartford Current from late last week about the town of Manchester, which obviously means a lot to us because, A, it's a great town in Connecticut. We also are so closely involved with the Manchester Road Race. And so there's a little bit of controversy about how to handle Main Street, which I think the Main Street already has some really great businesses, but it has so much potential. Like I always talk about, it's nice and wide. It's pretty. There's a lot of options, and it has a lot of potential. And so there are people, there's an effort to sort of revitalize it, and there's some people who are against it. And we thought we'd go straight to the top. That would be Mayor Jay Moran, also doubles as the athletics director for the University of Bridgeport. He joins us now, Brian and Company. Mr. Mayor, how are you this morning?
Good, Brian. It feels like Thanksgiving morning talking to you.
Except we get to do it. I love your town and your race, and the last 3 years of doing it has been one of the highlights of my time in returning back to Connecticut. That's for sure. And first, for people who don't know the story, what are you trying to do in downtown to revitalize it? What's the plan?
Well, according to some people, ruin it. Well, that's not the plan. We had to put, a few years ago, we had to put a preliminary plan into the state, and we were offered a grant of $7 million for the plan. Again, it was a preliminary plan to get the money flowing, and which involved some changes in the lanes in the road. It involves possibly some rotaries or roundabouts at each end of the top of Main Street in that Hartford Road area, and involved some changes in parking. So there was a meeting at the Army-Navy, I'm going to say late January. I was not there, and we had an MLK event at the high school. And there was information. I was not there, so I can't say whether the information was true or not. But from what I've been told third hand, was told to the people to fire them up, that the lanes are going to make it more dangerous, the rotaries are dangerous, this, that, and the other thing. But again, these plans are done with a traffic study. Our goal is to make the flow of Manchester complete streets safe for pedestrians, bicycles, people in cars, keep the traffic light flowing. And this is what this report has come out with. We have, again, it was a preliminary plan. We have not even met and talked about it as a legislative body of a final plan. So I think, to be honest with you, the signature referendum is a little premature, but I appreciate people's passion and love for downtown. That's the most important thing. That whether you agree with our plan or the plan that people want to put out there, we're all passionate about the great downtown Manchester, which many people would love to have a Main Street like we have.
So, yeah, I mean, especially just the setup is just great. So their primary problem is that they feel like it's too dangerous what's being done, or they just don't want change?
Yeah, we're on the road. We're having meetings, talking to people, showing the plan, the staff. But what I'm hearing is, one, let's talk about the roundabouts. They're comparing it to Glastonbury. They're not going to be on top of each other. They're not going to be that small. We're being told that fire engines and tractor trails can't get around them. The engineers are telling us they can. We're being told that the rotary is going to ruin the roadway. We're not going to do anything. You're there. You know it's one of the greatest days in Manchester every year. We're not going to ruin the road race. So no plan is going to involve ruining the Manchester road race or the car show. There's some complaints about, why do we got to go to two lanes? And the traffic studies are showing that with the four lanes, that more accidents happen if people in the left lane, someone stops to go left, they either hit them or they pull around them real quick and hit the person in the right lane. And these studies are showing two traffic lanes with a middle lane for turning. Again, I'm not a traffic engineer or I don't work for the police department, but they're telling us this plan is safer. And then, of course, they have a bike lane, which will make it better for bicyclists. So it's, to me, I think a lot of this is people don't like change. Yeah. This is a plan for the next 50 years. We live in a generation that wants walkability, wants to use the bikes to get to work. So there is concerns about parking, changing some of the angle to parallel. And we're listening. And there are some businesses where it makes sense to keep angle parking. That's where we'll have a listening tour. And then, you know, this whole idea that it's going to be, it's going to ruin Main Street. No, it's actually going to make Main Street safer for pedestrians and people in cars. And so
it's tough.
Another thing, let me just tell me one more thing, Brian. The Army-Navy Club lives in parking. Not at all. It's not part of this plan, the Army-Navy Club, the streetscape plan. And it's actually, we're looking to get the Army-Navy Club more parking. So that's definitely a fallacy that's out there.
We're talking with Jay Moran, who's the mayor of Manchester here, about some pushback on the plan to sort of ergonomically change the makeup of Main Street. And it is, the street is wider than a lot of New England Main Streets. And I think that's a huge plus. But I will tell you, like in Windsor, there's one four-lane road that, you know, gets me down to 291 or whatever. And people naturally go faster than they should just because there's those extra lanes. So, I mean, I
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of human nature. But you're in a particularly interesting situation politically because some of the pushback might feel irrational, but you have to also, you know, honor people's, you know, opinions and so on and so forth. How viable and organized, I mean, cause sometimes these things can take a life of its own and get away from you. You know what I mean? How worried are you about the messaging and sort of sentiment galvanizing against this, which sounds like it's just to help things?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's great. I mean, I wish people would speak more about other things like the town budget, you know, come to our meetings and that. There's so many things in our town that I wish people would come out more on, but I think it's great that people out. Will they get enough signatures? Will it get to a point where they can actually get the signatures and put it on, come across as an ordinance that comes across in front of our governing bodies and the board of directors? You know, we all have legal counsel will tell us whether or not it's done correctly and when we have to go through the process because it has never been done in Manchester, even though it's been on the books. So it's a new process for everyone. But again, I don't get upset with folks. I think everyone is passionate about our downtown. And I think, as you know, you travel around the state, there are so many towns and cities in the state would love a downtown Main Street like Manchester. Yeah. I know South Windsor would next door love it. So I think what I'm trying to do is our staff's doing this tour to get the real information out, why they came up with this preliminary plan, why it's safer, because people don't understand it, you know. So, and then hopefully we can come together and maybe we'll make some changes at the end and put a plan out there that the local board will vote on. But I think it's good that people are talking about it, care about Main Street, whether we disagree about a parking or how many lanes. At the end of the day, hopefully we'll come up with a plan that everyone will, you know, whenever you do any plan, you can't be 100%. You can't be happy with 100%. Even as an elected official, I'm never 100% when I vote for something. But if I can compromise, I think it's good for the community to be talking about it. So I appreciate the passion that people have behind
it. Real quick before we go, is there a place people can go to look at things? You know, you're trying to get the right information.
Yeah, they're going to, we have a town website, manchesterct.gov, that has a site we'll click on, the actual plan. It'll give you an aerial view. But, you know, as I said in another newspaper, we just all need to get in the same lane. How's that for a little fun in the story? Here, boom, right?
Yeah. Things are
we're not going to kill this road race. You know I love this road race.
No, I mean, never kill the road race. It's one of the best things you have. Why would you want to hurt it? So, I mean, I take you, obviously, your word there. How are things in Bridgeport? Things are good?
Good. No power at school today, so we have no campuses closed. But things are great. Spring season's appreciated. You know, we all Husky fans. I went to UConn. It was a great week last week watching the Huskies. So, yeah. There are other athletic departments to say I still love my Huskies, but there are other schools that are doing great things too.
Awesome. So. Jay, thanks for coming on. We appreciate the time, as always.
Pleasure. All right.
All right. Mayor Jay Moran.